There were once thousands of acres in the Hawaiian Islands devoted to growing pineapple. Much has changed over time. Today, there is but one major farm growing the crop. We'll head there on this edition of the American Countryside. Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266.
All right, honey, just go ahead and run across the road. Don't even worry about looking both ways first.
You wouldn't let your child do that. So why would you let them play around dangerous farm equipment? Every day, 38 children are injured on the farm. That's 1,166 a month, nearly 14,000 a year, and one of them could be yours. Educate yourself and your kids about dangers on the farm. For tips, materials, and ideas, visit farmsafetyforjustkids.org. This message brought to you by Farm Safety for Just Kids.
When you think of crops growing in Hawaii, you probably think of sugarcane and pineapple. However, that has changed over the decades.
Pineapple actually arrived in Hawaii about 1800. By about 1900, there was about a dozen companies growing pineapple out here commercially, but now for different reasons, consolidations and moving abroad, cheaper cost of production, now they're down to one.
And that one is Maui Gold. Steve Potter provides tours of the operation, which he says makes him the only pineapple tour guide in the nation. The location is great for growing the crop on the island of Maui.
The pineapple ideally are grown within 1,500 miles of the equator. Here, we're within that range, and all the ideal conditions exist here.
But besides the location on the globe, there are other factors that make this a perfect place for a pineapple plantation.
You need a daytime temperature between 70 and 90 degrees. That's what we have here in Hawaii, thanks to the trade winds. Can't get below 50 degrees at night. We need 2 feet of well-drained soil that's warm and rich in nutrients. That's the volcanic soil. And it needs abundant sunshine. So everything that the pineapple needs is right here in Hawaii.
But labor costs make Hawaii a difficult place to compete globally. Maui Gold focuses on supplying most of its crop to the 50th state. And that's made it a profitable business.
By not shipping as much to the West Coast and consolidating everything right in here, their costs are considerably less. Their staff, for example, have 85 employees. The old company had 700. So by downsizing and consolidating smaller operation, they've been successful in the last 5 years.
The process of growing pineapple is fascinating, and we'll head to the fields next time as we travel the countryside on the island of Maui, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McRae.